In just a moment, Generations with Kevin Swanson. But first, this. The World View in 5 minutes.
It's Wednesday, August 24th, 2016 AD. This is The World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. God brought a strong earthquake into central Italy in the early hours of Wednesday, causing buildings to collapse with reports of victims and sending panicked residents fleeing into the streets of numerous towns and cities, reports Reuters. The U.S. Geological Survey said it was a 6.2 magnitude quake that hit near the town of Norcia in the region of Umbria at 3:36 in the morning. Residents of Rome, some 105 miles from the epicenter, were woken by the earthquake, which rattled furniture and swayed lights in most of central Italy. More than half the people outside the government who met with Hillary Clinton while she was Secretary of State gave money, either personally or through companies or groups, to the Clinton Foundation. The Associated Press reports that at least 85 of 154 people from private interests who met or had phone conversations scheduled with Clinton while she led the State Department donated to her family charity or pledged commitments to its international programs. All combined, the 85 donors contributed as much as $156 million. Commenting on the report, Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump said, "Hillary Clinton is totally unfit to hold public office. It is impossible to figure out where the Clinton Foundation ends and the State Department begins. It is now abundantly clear that the Clintons set up a business to profit from public office. They sold access." Trump is calling for a prosecutor to look into the allegations. Proverbs 29:4 says, "A just king gives stability to his nation, but one who demands bribes destroys it." India, the second most populous country with 1.2 billion people and the most populous democracy. Yet, according to Morningstar News, in the first half of 2016 alone, already 134 incidents of violence against Christians have been carried out, compared with 147 incidents in all of 2014 and 177 in 2015, according to an independent report. And to top it off, the report by the Evangelical Fellowship of India's Religious Liberty Commission is just a, quote, fraction of the violence on the ground, unquote. In a Fox News interview on Monday night, one black pastor, Mark Burns, is challenging black voters to stop voting for the Democrats.
African Americans have been voting and supporting the Democratic Party for over 50 years. And what do we have to show for it? Right now, the net worth of an African American family is less than $5,000. Food stamps and welfare benefits are at an all-time high. We have abortion clinics that are positioned strategically within urban communities in this country where we make up as African American 14% of the population, but over 40% of the abortions are done by black women. So you cannot declare black lives matter when black baby lives don't matter. That's over 14 to 15 million black babies that have been killed.
A Wisconsin Planned Parenthood abortion mill was forced to close for two reasons: because fewer women are seeking abortions and because it could not find anyone to kill babies, reports LifeNews.com. Asia Bibi, the Pakistani Christian mother who has suffered in prison since she was arrested in 2010, will have one final chance to overturn the decision, which sentenced her to death under the country's blasphemy laws, reports GospelHerald.com. Muslims allege Bibi is guilty of blasphemy against Islam by saying, quote, "My Christ died for me. What did Muhammad do for you?" Bibi will have her final appeal heard by the Supreme Court in the second week of October. The World View spoke with William Stark of International Christian Concern, who addressed previous reports about Bibi's current health condition.
And he actually found that she was in good health and in good condition. Her spirits are high. She's actually excited for, you know, the case to be heard at the Supreme Court level, because really, once in Pakistan, especially in the court system, the higher up the level you go in the court system, the less influence there is from outside of the court.
Stark says he is hopeful that Asia Bibi will not be executed.
there seems to be a pretty strong group within the Supreme Court who will actually decide things on the merits and who do actually hold up the rule of law. So because of all these factors, I am actually quite hopeful that her case will be heard on the merits and she will be acquitted.
A 91-year-old Michigan man who had a license to carry a concealed pistol was forced to shoot a 20-something suspect who tried to rob him, reports the Detroit News. The elderly victim had warned the would-be thief three or four times, but the young man kept coming at him. Jesus said, "If you don't have a sword, sell your cloak and buy one." Luke 22:36. And that's the World View on this Wednesday, August 24th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.
Friends to the Generations Radio broadcast, Kevin Swanson, your host, is with you today, coming to you from my basement out here in Eastern Plains, Colorado, and we from time to time speak of the wider church around the world. What is God doing around the world? Of course, His plans, His purposes are never thwarted, and we are always encouraged to know that the kingdom of Jesus continues on. Even though the empires of men will rise and fall, the kingdom of Jesus just continues. And we're encouraged to hear the stories of what is happening in China. Now, thankfully, we receive visits from pastors and leaders of the church from around the world at our little home out here in the Eastern Plains of Colorado, and we always enjoy the fellowship that attends with that. This is one of the greatest blessings of being in the Christian ministry is opening up the house in hospitality to our brothers and sisters from around the world. What a blessing it is. When we receive these visits from folks from all sorts of countries, it is a blessing to the family, and it's a blessing to me. Well, today we have a surprise visit from a Chinese pastor who has been involved in building a church in communist China, despite the major oppositions that have risen up against the Church of Jesus Christ. Guess what? Jesus said He will build His church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And as it turns out, that includes the communist governments of China. And so that story is going to be, I think, an incredibly encouraging story for you today, my friends, and much to learn from our Chinese brothers and sisters. They have such tremendous perseverance, such faith, such courage, that I think this is precisely what the Christian church in America needs today. They need to hear this message because there is too much fear of man. There is too much faithlessness. There is too much of a lack of courage. There is an unwillingness to engage with the antithesis. There's an unwillingness to risk anything for the cause of Jesus Christ in much of the church in America. So hearing the testimony from a Chinese pastor, which we did, by the way, this Sunday at a church, and we have actually heard the story, the testimonies from our brothers and sisters from China over the last few days in our home as well. Well, we want to share that with our listening audience, the Generations audience around the world, including the Generation audience that listens here in the United States of America. With me in studio is Pastor Watson. I don't know if that's his real name or not, but it may be close. But we don't want to give away too much because, well, they are constantly being monitored by the communist officials. They are almost every single time they're gathered, they fully expect the authorities to be there, cameras in hand, monitoring the church services. So, you know, we want to be careful that we don't give away too much. But, wow, here's a real-life Chinese pastor who's been through the thick of it over the last 10, 11 years of his ministry. And his son, Aaron, is going to be the interpreter. So Aaron's on mic. Dad's just a bit off mic. But they're all in studio today, including Mom, who is in studio too. So welcome all. It's good to have you here. Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, let's talk about how all this began. Some, was it 10, 11 years ago when you planted the church? When did it begin?
2005 November.
Mm-hmm. So you started the church, and it was just a Bible study at the beginning.
在一个姊妹的家里面，在一个姊妹的家里面查经。
Yes, we had a fellowship in one of the sister's house.
Who started it?
是由一个也是由一位姊妹，现在已经不在我们教会了，她现在在美国。
It was one of the believers around us. She's not with us anymore. She's gone to America.
I see. And so the church began with a group of 10 or 15 believers gathered in a living room. Is this unusual for China, or is this where many churches begin?
这种情况在中国是很正常的。很多教会都是从几个人或者一两个家庭开始的。
This is very common in China. Most churches started with a few people, 2-3 families together.
Are there pastors that are overseeing the plants of these churches or international denominations, or are most of these churches begun fairly independently from other authorities or other Western church denominations?
没有明确的从国外来的那种或者一般说的宣教士都是由我们中国国内的家庭教会的传道人，其他教会的传道人这样。
We didn't have a missionary from abroad. We had many missionaries from China itself, and that's how the church started.
Now, from the beginning, there were pressures on the church from the authorities, from the communist authority, the government.
人数少的时候还没有，因为那个时候教会的那种还没有正式成为教会，只是一团契或者小组。
At first, there weren't many people in the congregation, and we weren't very known to the government. And at first, we did not call it a church, more of a fellowship.
Mm-hmm. At what point did you get involved in this church? And what happened on that day that you got involved?
我在现在的这个教会之前在另外一间教会、mm-hmm. 然后在2007年的一个复活节我们一次教会一次在外面一个那个聚会当时受到了来自公安局的冲击。从那天开始因为我被带去讯问，所以说反而使我更加确信上帝要使用我来服侍他。
It was in 2007, we were together worshiping God in Easter, and I was supposed to give a sermon, but the police took us away, and I think this experience actually strengthened my faith in the Lord.
Were you frightened on that first time when the police got involved? Was it frightening to you?
当警察刚刚把我叫去要配合他们配合他们的工作的时候，我有一点内心有一点害怕，但是还是不是十分的害怕。
At first, the police took me into the station, asking me to cooperate with them. I felt a bit anxious, but not too much.
Okay.
因为当警察说我们是非法聚会的时候，非法聚会的时候，我说作为基督徒来说，从我们信仰的角度来说，我们这种聚会是最合法不过的敬拜上帝。对。
They told us that our gatherings, our worships, were illegal, but I knew at the time that what we were doing was perfectly legal and just.
Well, it certainly is according to the laws of God, but according to the laws of the state, the Chinese government sometimes allows for gatherings for worship for Christian churches, and sometimes they do not.
因为根据中国的宪法，每一个公民都有信仰宗教的自由，我们认为是合法的。
According to the Constitution of China, every citizen has the right to express their religion.
Okay. So technically it should be okay, but it apparently you have run into opposition from the local authorities, and this is not uncommon in China for these disruptions of services. How many times do you think your services have been disrupted over the last 10 years?
具体多少次，我想，可能有五六次以上了吧。
From the beginning of the church, I reckon there has at least been more than 6 times.
Okay. Okay, and one of those times occurred where they shut down the place of worship. What did you do when they shut down the worship? How did the people respond to that? Did they all go home and give up on building the church in your city?
没有，我们的教会的弟兄姊妹，他们还是仍然，即使不在屋子里面聚会，他们仍然每个。 主日他们都来，都到河边敬拜神。没有，几乎没有人在那件事情，通过那件事情离开教会的。No,
the faithful in the church persisted. Almost no one left the church because of that. We went to worship alongside a river outside.
So you actually worshipped outside for a number of weeks.
9 weeks.
9 weeks. That's extraordinary. And so was it well received by the congregation? Did the congregation continue to grow during this period of time?
教会没有因为这个事情受到很大的影响，教会继续在发展。
The church wasn't shaken by this. We continued to grow.
Isn't that something? So you continued to rent other buildings. Did you buy a building or did you buy a portion of a building at one point in time?
就是从那次事件开始，我们就开始买了房子。
From that incident, we decided that the church should buy its own property.
I see. And how did that work out for you? Did the authorities leave you alone from that point on?
虽然他们继续管，但是因为我们买了自己的房子，那么我们的聚会的这个地方，看起来比以前租房子的时候更加的安全了。
No, they continue to harass us, but because now we owned our own property, we felt more secure. In our church.
I see. Now you had several Christmas Eve events. This is important. You gather together a large number of people on Christmas Eve. What happened during your large Christmas Eve event several years ago?
最大的一次事就是我们因为每一年圣诞节我们都要在外面租一个大的一个那个地方那个聚会。 但是，那一年警察不让我们进到那里面去，所以说我们就决定到这个城市的最繁华的一个地方去敬拜神，在圣诞节的晚上。So
every single Christmas, we would have big gatherings of the church where the church members would invite their friends and families who were not believers into activities. But in one of our biggest gatherings several years ago, the police prevented us from entering into the space we rented. So instead, we went out onto the streets in one of the busiest square places in the whole city, the city square, okay. To preach the gospel.
Okay, so you just were not discouraged. You did not despair. You left the building that you had rented because you were forced out of it by the officials, and you headed down to the Times Square where everything was happening, and you preached the gospel loudly and sang Christmas carols, and everybody heard the message. Did the police take kindly to that? were the police agreeable to what you did?
我们的那天晚上，我们有一些弟兄姊妹，被带到了公安局，然后呢，有一些再去做了一些询问记录，但后来他们把他们放了。比如说，我的妻子那天晚上也被带到了警察局。
No, the police came and arrested many members of the church and took them to the police station for questioning. They took down all the information of the people who got arrested, including my wife.
But apparently they did not keep her in prison because she's sitting right here in the studio with us right now.
Yes. She got out after about 2 or 3 hours.
Okay.
They just took down her information.
It's impressive that the church is not discouraged by these impediments on the part of the officials. They want to get the message out. They are determined to do so. And apparently they're not discouraged by all of this influence on the part of the civil magistrate. Why is that? Why are they so...determined? What is it that makes this congregation of now 700 people so determined to press forward despite all of the discouragements that come from the officials?
因为我们真的看到就是上帝的作为越是当一个教会越是没有受到来自这个世界的逼迫的时候就信仰就更容易松懈。
Because we have seen the work of God in our lives. In fact, when the persecution gets more intense, it's easier for us to get on guard. And when the persecution relaxes,In fact, we see the faith in the church members relax as well.
这是中国教会的，是中国教会历史已经证明了的。比如说，在中国的文化大革命几乎都看不到一间教会了。可是文化大革命一结束，突然就出现了成千上万个教会。
We can see this.All throughout the history of the Chinese church. For example, in the Cultural Revolution, which was possibly the biggest challenge to the church in history. In those times, the oppression was so intense that you can barely see any churches around. However, just after the Cultural Revolution ended, thousands and tens of thousands of churchessprang up all over China.
Now, the faith of American churches and American Christians seems to be very, very slight, very relaxed, as you put it. Would it be helpful to America if our churches received something of a persecution from the communist state, similar to our brothers and sisters in China, do you think?
我想应该是有帮助的。因为的确美国的还有欧洲哈，基督徒他们的生活越来越舒服了，所以说他们也不觉得信仰对他们有什么很重要的，已经不重要了对他们来说。
I think that might be the case, because these days I think the lives of the American and European Christians are fairly easy compared to many Christians around the rest of the world.And they can forget how Christianity or God can be relevant in their lives.
Is persecution in China more relaxed than it was 5 years ago, or is it more intense today than it was 5 years ago? And what is bringing about the change?
从整体上来说，比以前更严厉了，政府对教会的家庭教会的逼迫，但是因着一些地区的关系，有些地方 紧，有些地方相对来说比较松。
嗯。Overall, the oppression of the government on the family churches has become more and more intense. But this varies according to which region you're talking about. Some regions, the government is more lax. In some other regions, the government is very strict, very harsh.
And what about your region? Would you say it's harsh or easy or fairly average for the nation of China?
不算是很强。
To be honest, we don't have it quite as bad as many others.
Oh, I see.
It's fairly low on the amount of oppression we get.
Have you or other Chinese churches have to deal with what we call false brethren? That is, those who are not true believers, but are sheep in wolf's clothing. Perhaps they're treasonous and they want to turn in their brothers and sisters to the authorities. Do you have issues with false brethren who perhaps ought to be removed from the membership of the church?
我想肯定有的。
I think there must be something like that.
Okay. Have you had anything like that in your own church where you've had to remove somebody from the roles of the church for various issues, perhaps even turning in other brothers and sisters to the authorities?
有这样的例子，当证实了他是异端，证实了他是异端，而且对这样的人他们不悔改的时候，我们按照教会的章程做了纪律的处理，教会的纪律处理他们，把他们不悔改赶出了教会。
Yes, there are people who have turned to heresy, and we have removed them, we have judged them and removed them from the church based on our charter.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about the other ministries of the church. I know you started something of a Christian education program for the children. Tell us a little bit more about that.
对，今天在中国越来越多的家庭教会，他们自己开始在办学校。
And these days, more and more family churches in China are establishing schools themselves.
Including yours.
包括我们的。我们教会在三年多以前就开始了对中小学的这个年龄段的孩子的教育，让他们但是这个教育，这样的学生的条件是他们的父母都是我们教会的，或者教会的会友。
Yes, including ours. We started a church about 3 years ago where we educate young children in the gospel, in the Bible. And the requirement for entering into the school is that their parents must be part of the church.
Is it a Monday through Friday program or a Monday through Saturday program?
星期一到星期五。
It's a Monday to Friday school.
What do you think about Christians sending their children to public schools in communist China?
我们认为作为基督徒的孩子就应该不应该受这个无神论的教育公立学校的无神论的教育，他们因为是反对上帝的。我们认为他们如果把孩子送到公立学校，那么公立学校读书，因为公立学校是属于无神论的学校，而且是明显反上上明确反上帝的学校，我们认为他们在那里把孩子送到那里是把孩子往地狱里送。
So we think as Christian parents, we should not make our children have the obviously very atheist education of the communist public schools. We think that if our children are to go to those kind of schools where they try so hard to turn them away from God, it's like sending them to hell.
Abortion, also a major problem in China. Huge problem. It's a huge problem here. Russia has one of the highest abortion rates in the world. But I think China's is very high as well. This is, of course, destructive to the family. It's destructive to life. It's destructive to civilizations. It will ruin entire nations, entire civilizations. What does the church do about it in China?
在三年前开始了一个儿童节不许堕胎的这样的一个事工，那么就是对那种强制堕胎的政府的这个政策，我们表示明确的反对。
So we oppose abortion, of course. 3 years ago, we started to take to the streets in protest of abortion. Every Children's Day, we went outside, we put up banners, we distributed pamphlets about how abortion is evil and it destroys lives, and it's absolutely not up to anyone to decide if the fetus should live or not, except God.
So your church has taken this to the streets. You've taken it public in communist China. You stood against abortion in one of the larger cities. Is there any other church that joins you in these protests on Children's Days?
我们在儿童节的时候到街上主要是也主要是到那些专业的那种堕胎医院去跟他们讲堕胎的这样的一种对生命的一种危害，还有其他中国还有其他城市的家庭教会也响应了这样的一个活动。
Yes, there are many other churches in our city that joining our protest. There are other churches in different cities that do the same. For us, we mainly go protest in front of abortion clinics and we spread pamphlets about it.
I see. The one-child policy, or now the two-child policy, in China has been a big problem, especially for Christians. How do you address that in your church?
不管是一胎政策还是两胎政策，其实我们都认为是非常荒谬的，因为生育是上帝赋予人类的这样的一个最起码的权利，所以说我们鼓励基督徒。 他们的家庭多生儿女，多生孩子。
I don't care if it's one child or two child or three child. I think it's ridiculous either way. We think that having children is one of the most basic right and commandment that's given to us by God. And we encourage the congregation to have as many children as possible.
很重要的是我们认为基督徒要生更多的敬虔的敬畏上帝的后代。
And more importantly is that we think Christian parents should raise as many Christian children as possible.
Mm-hmm. What has been accomplished in your church in regard to this? Are there some who have more than two children in your church? And what about the leadership?
我们教会有生两个、三个、四个，现在已经有这样的基督徒的父母，他们这样做了。那么对于我们教会的一些全职的工人，他们如果生孩子，多生孩子。 然后因为会给他们在经济上带来一些压力，所以我们教会对他们这样的人有些金钱上的一些 帮助。
There are already families with 2, 3, even 4 children against the regulations. And if the people who work full-time for the church, the elders and the pastors, were to have more than 2 children, we give them a bonus.
Oh, I see.
So we want big Christian families.
Yes, yes. Are there any penalties that these families have to pay for having additional children? Have any been in trouble or have any been arrested for this?
目前还没有.
At this moment, no.
By the grace of God.
By the grace of God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Step out, obey God, and trust Him for the consequences. This is precisely what Moses' mother did when she hid him in the bulrushes. She trusted God, and God protected, and God preserved that little boy. Amen. Everybody says amen to that. Let me ask you this. This is a broad question that I think would be helpful to better understand the character of our brothers and sisters who are in the midst of much persecution in China. And that is, what do you find most encouraging in your ministry? What are the things that bring you much joy and satisfaction in your ministry?
看到的是, 虽然有量的逼迫, 但是教会的, 成长啊, 教会的成长, 从人数的增长, 可以, 看到上帝的对这个教会的祝福, 因为顺服所带来的祝福。
What I find most encouraging is that despite all the persecution, despite all the schemes that the government tried to bring us down, never has the growth of the church been stopped. Because of God, we persisted and we persisted and we persisted.
I think something you said to our church congregation this afternoon that was very encouraging to me is you said, we persisted, we didn't pay any attention to them, and they went away.
That's correct.
Yeah, and that's correct. A good way to put it. Yeah. So I think if we can remember that as American Christians, we just persist, we don't worry about the government and what the government's going to do, or what the devil's going to do, and we just eventually wait and they will go away, and God's kingdom will continue to proceed on schedule.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, amen.
One more encouragement, I think, and that is your son sitting next to you. Aaron was baptized a week ago, and I think you are 24 years old. Is that correct?
Yes.
That's got to be an encouragement to you. Can you translate that to your father? But it's encouraging that your son is walking in the faith. The Word of God says no greater joy than to see my children walking in the faith. And mom is going, amen, amen, amen. She's nodding her head. She's saying hallelujah. He agrees. He agrees. No greater joy than to see your own son walking in the faith. And very, very joyful to see a father and a son sitting together in our studio talking about the kingdom of God in China. This is what the kingdom of God is all about. God's kingdom continues. And the gates of hell will not prevail against it. This is very encouraging. Thank you so much for conveying this message to our American audience and audiences around the world today. We appreciate you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to a pastor, a real live pastor from communist China, who has been in the thick of the battle for the last 10 or 11 years, and that church has grown from a mere 15 to 700, and oftentimes they reach out to as many as 2,000 at a time. The church continues to grow, and it continues to grow in faith and persistence and courage, and God is there to build His church, yes, even in the midst of the fires. This is how He does it. This is the modus operandi for the growing of the church. It always happens through some degree of persecution and resistance on the part of the evil one, but God brings His church to full fruition by the power of the Spirit of God and by the promise of the Savior Himself when He said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Today, Pastor Watson, his son Aaron, and his mom in studio with us. This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.